Certainly a joy to be in the Lord's house this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to gather together, to worship together in the Spirit and the truth. I appreciate the Spirit we've been able to feel here this morning. To receive from the Lord that of the daily bread. This afternoon that we need in this journey and along this way this morning. I appreciate Brother Randy and Kathy in Mountain View this evening for which that you've meant to us in days past and even in days future that you mean to us this morning. You pray for us for just a few minutes. We attempt to do that the Lord a bit of our heart to do. I've got a thought. And that's all I've got this morning. I'll just be honest with you. So you really have to pray for me for just a few minutes that the Lord can use me to preach what He would have us to hear here this day. I want to be able to present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, and God's reasonable service this morning. To do that, the Lord bids of our heart to do. As we have the opportunity and we have the chance this morning. You got your Bibles, turn with us. Very familiar reading, very familiar scripture. Romans, the first chapter. Romans, the first chapter. We'll not bore you in the whole entire reading of this chapter with my stumbling of reading. But I'm going to ask you that sometime after a while you'll sit down and read this chapter because it'll take the reading of the whole chapter to grasp in the whole thought that is on our mind this morning. And I just want you to read the chapter, and can I say this and not make anybody mad, but just say it the way I feel. Don't just read the chapter. Read the chapter. Look at it. Search it out. Pray about it. This evening, my friend. And then when the Lord says, just accept what the Lord says. Now, I'm on mind the Lord, Brother Randy, but I got to just do what I got to do to settle down this morning. You don't have to take any of what I say to heart if you don't want to. And I ain't here to make you to. We done been talking, and I'll just be honest with you, we ain't going to go far from where we already been this morning. But we going to mind the Lord just a few minutes. We often hear that Matthew, the 24th chapter of Matthew is the last of time, or the writing of the end of time. So I'm not going to bust your bubbles, and I'm not going to change any thoughts in your mind intentionally, but I believe Romans is where we're at right now. And I believe we're in that judgment that so many of us is looking for way on out yonder. But we don't want to accept the judgment right back now because it changes our lifestyle. It makes a difference in the way I approach life in this journey this evening, my friend. Now, I've said that And you can take it with a grain of salt, or you can take it every how you want to take it. But you read this chapter and you search out this scripture and you tell me which one is telling us where we're at this morning. But I am going to start reading, the Lord being our helper. In the 21st verse, I'm going to read down just a few scriptures and you pray for us for just a minute. I'll be through when the Lord's through. 21st verse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and in the foolishness of their hearts, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. But therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed for every man. For this cause God gave them up to vain affections, for even their women did change the nature use unto that which is against nature. Now, I'm going to stop reading right there. You can pick it up after a while and you can read it. And I said read from the first to the last of this chapter this evening, and into the second chapter this afternoon. I'm persuaded to believe that the words of the Lord that has been written down, that had been written by men, of which was inspired by the Holy Spirit, it was written down for a cause and a reason, that you and I might know what is the will of God. This is, my friend, we often pray, we often say, I want to do the will of God. This is, my friend, in doing so, we bind ourselves to a contract. This evening, my friend, that when the will of the Lord comes along, a lot of us is not willing to do the will of the Lord. This evening, my friend, we're just willing that He'd pour out His blessings on us this evening. You'll have to pray. Give me just a moment this evening, my friend. I don't know what altogether the Lord's going to bring out of this, but I want you to understand this morning that we are to a point and to a place, and I'm speaking we as a church and we as the world this evening, my friend, that we need to stop and listen to what thus saith the word of the Lord this evening, my friend. We need to take knowledge and understanding this evening, my friend, of what God's will truly is this evening, that we might be able to perform the work of which He has established within us this afternoon, to manifest the light that we are through Christ Jesus this evening. You pray just a minute. Now, you probably have already figured out where we're headed, or maybe where we're going to start in, at least this evening. He said, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. This evening, my friend, that is the thought this afternoon. I, and within my own heart, this evening as we go about this afternoon, have found places to word that we have let the creature overcome us. This evening, my friend, we have let him take the rule and the reign. This evening, my friend, above and beyond. Now, I'm just going to mind the Lord this evening, my friend. And it has gotten me into trouble this evening. My friend, God said, let there be no other gods besides me this evening, my friend. Can I say this and you understand me this evening, my friend? Did you know that I can set my own self up as my God this evening? Yes, I can this afternoon. I can behold and think on and imaginate evil thoughts within my heart. And I'm going to tell you, I do so this evening. I tell a lot and have said a lot. If you know things that haven't been entered into my mind, you probably wouldn't even let me behind here this evening, my friend. But in that thought of mine this afternoon, there is a process of due season this evening, my friend. There is some manifestation that they have been a change within me this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. This morning, maybe not evident because you're not around at the moment of those thoughts this evening, but an evidence unto me myself that God is God, and besides him there is none other. This evening, my friend, the thoughts and the wills of my own self is not the thoughts of God, but through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit this evening, my friend, through that that was within me this evening, my friend, and I'm just going to speak of me. You can go home, preach to your own self this evening, my friend, if you feel necessary this evening. But through that that dwelleth within me, that Holy Spirit, that makes he that is within me greater than he that is without me, will bring those thoughts and affections before the judgment of God. I'm sorry. No, I guess I ain't this evening, my friend. It will bring me to a point and to a place to where I'll have to say, not my will, but thy will be done this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This afternoon, I'm not altogether talking about some things that are mentioned on down in this verses this evening, my friend, this afternoon, my friend. But I am talking about the thought of the mind this evening. I'm not going to bust Randy's bubble. I'm going to be here, I hope to be, to hear you preach on the mind this evening, my friend. But let me tell you what, I'm afraid that we're in a position to where we are more serving the creature than the creator this evening, my friend. We are to a point and to a place where we have come through a feast this afternoon of the goodness of God this evening and the mercies of God this evening, my friend, that we have just behooved ourselves on the fatness of the land this evening, my friend. I don't know where I'm going. You just pray this evening, my friend. We have spoiled ourselves this evening, my friend, through our prosperity this afternoon, to the point and the place that a lot don't even know who is in charge anymore this evening, my friend. Is it this one or is it that that one. Let me tell you, this point blank faith out. God is in charge this evening, my friend. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. This evening, we think we are. This afternoon, but we're very foolish in doing so. This evening, my friend. Yes, sir. For we need to recognize that through God we move and have our being. Through God we was woken this morning and have the right to gather together this evening, my friend. And for those that cannot or will not be here this evening, my friend, if you're tuning in, then at least you must have a little bit of desire this evening to hear something from the Lord this evening, my friend. Can I say this this evening, my friend? Offer a little bit of sacrifice. I know what we just went through this evening, my friend. I am not here to make nobody mad this afternoon. I want to tell you something, my friend. We ain't doing God no what's the word? A jester in gathering in at the Lord's house this evening. It is a blessing to gather in at the Lord's house. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It ain't because this is a thing I'm used to doing or was raised to do this evening, my friend. It is that I had a desire to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Don't misunderstand me. I know there's times that we can't. Things happen, and I understand that. I'm going to go on. Give my Lord. You'll turn me off before I get through this evening, my friend. But listen to me. To serve the creature more than the Creator this evening has brought us this day unto a place to where that we live any way and every way this evening, my friend. Old saying is, it suits you fancy, just do it this afternoon. And I'm afraid that's what we're doing. We're just suiting our fancy this afternoon. We're just sitting in a place in which we're that I can feel good within myself. Don't make any difference what the Spirit's saying to me as long as I can feel good within myself this evening, my friend. I want you to know, as a young boy, they call me a crybaby. A lot of people would, because I just sit down and cry this evening. You know what, Randy? I figured out after a while that just crying made me feel better this evening, my friend. But I never could get the result that I truly wanted out of those cries. What I really wanted was for that feel good to feel good all the time. Amen. Not just for a minute this evening, my friend. I wanted to get on higher ground this evening. Well, preacher, we're going to get there one day after a while this afternoon. You can wait if you want to this evening. I don't want to bust nobody's bubble. I'll be honest with you this morning, my friend, but I have been on some higher ground this evening, my friend. Can I say, and I don't mean this in no disrespectful, shame on me, I guess. I could have got a little higher if I just went on a while ago this evening, my friend. I'll just be honest with you. But let me tell you what, this evening, my friend, I'm persuaded to believe that in serving the Creator this afternoon, we can be found to be higher ground this afternoon. Am I
my pocketbook going to get full with money? Am I going to live in a mansion? Drive new car every other day? This evening, my friend, people going to recognize me and note make notation of me? This evening, my friend, I don't think so. But I think down on the inside, there can be a peace and joy and satisfaction that when the world is woman over you, you can be found in the eye of the storm. This evening, my friend, with a comfort and a joy and a peace in knowing that it's all right. It's all right. This evening, you pray for it. This afternoon, let me tell you, this evening, my friend, there's more to this serving God than we put into the fold of it. This afternoon, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, don't come down here and get on us. You've been gone 3 years this evening, my friend. Ain't been here since much lately. I've been visiting. I'll just be honest with you. This evening, my friend, but let me tell you what, I'm still serving the God that I served the last time I pastored here. This evening, my friend, and the time before when I pastored here. This evening, my friend, I come to the recognition and the understanding that if I was going to have peace in God, I was going to have to serve God. This evening, my friend, not in my will, not in my way, but in the will and the ways of the Lord. This afternoon, I find a time and I see a space this evening, my friend, where that we can find in the Scriptures. This evening, my friend, where old Balaam, this evening, I believe I get it right. Maybe I can keep the name straight. This evening, I'll try my best to. This evening, Balaam, this evening, my friend, was warning somebody to come up and bless the people this evening, my friend. And Balaam this afternoon, whom was the, maybe I have them twisted, okay. You can correct me after a while if they are. But let me preach just a minute. Give me liberty or give me help. That the Lord give me liberty. This evening, my friend. Balaam, I'll try to keep them straight. Said to Balaam, said, I want you to come over here. I want you to bless this people. This evening, my friend. That we can go on and prosper, be greater and be bigger. This evening, my friend. And he told him, said, if you'll come over here and do this thing, I'll give you this stuff. This evening, my friend. Can I say this and not make you too mad this evening? I would we quit looking with our eyes and start looking with our heart. This evening, my friend, we wouldn't be chasing rabbits so much if we'd do that this afternoon. We'd be more settled in the way that is called straight. This evening, my friend, the highway of holiness where no unclean beast walk upon. This afternoon, you pray. This evening, my friend, listen. Balaam told Balaam, that's bothering my mind, I'll be honest with you. But let me go on this evening. I'll give you this if you'll come up here and do that. This evening, I'll do this and all that. This evening, my friend. The Lord said to Balaam this evening, said, don't you go up there. Don't you go up there this evening, my friend, and bless them people. I've got my hand. I'm just going to fill in a little will, and you can fill in the rest. I've got my hand on them this evening, my friend. It'd be beneficial to you personally as well to them that you don't go up there this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This evening, my friend. Yeah. But Balaam just kept on, and Balaam kept on this evening, my friend. And finally, you're going to have to fill in some blanks. Okay. Finally, the Lord said, yeah, you just go on up there this evening, my friend. He said, but don't you bless them people this evening, my friend. You go up there and tell them opposite of what they're wanting to hear this evening, that God is among them and upon them this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But in Balaam's thoughts of mind this evening, my friend, can I say this this afternoon? The glitter of the offering became bigger than the God that was saying, don't say those things this evening, my friend. The eyesight got bigger than the heart side. Yes, sir. You know, the times I get in trouble is when my lust is conceived and it bringeth forth sin, and sin bringeth forth death. This afternoon, yes, sir. I'm not tempted by God, but I'm tempted by my own lust. This evening, my friend. Well, God tempted me to do that. Hogwash this morning, my friend. You're tempted of your own lust. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to move on. The Lord said, don't go up there. Then he said, go up. Well, it contradicted itself this evening, my friend. You, what did I read to you a while ago? He turned them over. You're going down in there. And he said, he turned them over to a reprobated mind that they may serve the sin that is within them. Something to that effect. Read on down in there. You'll find it. This evening, my friend. Can I say this and you understand me? Well, God, don't love me if you say this this evening. God will let you cut your nose off to spite your face this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I ain't going to be told what to do this evening, my friend. Government's trying to tell me what to do. You're trying to tell me what to do. My mom and daddy's trying to tell me what to do. Yada, 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 yada. This evening, my friend. And can I say this and you understand me? If what I tell you to do ain't in the Word of God, you disregard what I just told you to do. Yes, sir. You got a mind of your own this evening, my friend. My mama used to say, because I'd often say to her, well, they're doing that this evening. She said, well, if they'd jump off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff this evening, my friend? Yes, sir. I'd say, mama, you're crazy this evening, my friend. But you know what? This morning, my friend, I have found that I jumped off cliffs this evening just because everybody else was jumping off cliffs this afternoon. Knowing all the time that I was going to skin my head or my knees when I hit the bottom, I willfully... I just willfully went ahead and done it because I wanted to this evening, my friend. And judgment came this evening. Yes, sir. Balaam this afternoon. You know, Randy, the Lord does talk to us. Sometimes He talks to me, and I say, Lord, You don't really mean that. You know, I won't do this so bad. You don't really mean that. So I hear you, but I don't hear you. This evening, my friend, can I say it this way? When I was raising, or we was raising our kids this afternoon, I didn't always have to spank them. Preacher, you mean no cruel man. I didn't have to always spank them. Sometimes I just had to scold them or face them. Don't you do that. Then reach that hand out. This, I say, don't you do that. They'd reach that hand out. I say, don't you do that. They'd reach that hand out. In a few minutes, I said, don't you do that. Yes, sir. That hand to go back. That thing would turn this afternoon. Sometimes God just says, whoa. Sometimes He says, whoa, whoa. Sometimes He says, whoa, whoa, whoa. And He means whoa. Amen. This evening, my friend. I'm just going to go with it, all right? I don't know where our generation has got to with our kids this evening, my friend, that we stick them in a corner. We tell them, no, 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 no. And they go ahead and do it, and we laugh at it. After about the second no, Louise Dover would have said, you know where that tree's at. You go get that hickory, boy. I told you no, I meant no. I learned after the first time you didn't go out there and get an old dead limb. Because Mama would come back in there and beat you with that dead limb. Then she'd send you back out there and get a good limb. And she'd beat you with a good limb. Yes, sir. Boy, you raised cruel, Crafton. I was raised in respect. I was raised to respect others this evening. I was raised to respect my mama because my mama raised me to respect her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, don't you get on. I can't help it. I told you I didn't know where I was going. Yeah. You know why your kids is ruling and unruleable when they get teenagers and older? Because you didn't rule them and reign them when they're young this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go on down there, Balaam. I see the itch in your eye. The Lord didn't say that. I ain't going to say that. Lord didn't say that. Go on down there. Balaam lit out. Yeah. Balaam got down there between two walls of stone. This evening, the way that was broad and briar got... How narrow does that way got to get before we open up our heart's eye this evening, my friend? It got Balaam to the place of where the old donkey this afternoon. More in the will of God than Balaam was in the will of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This evening, my friend. Began to bang the walls, his legs against the walls. He scolded it this evening, my friend. talk to the donkey. We'd put him in asylum this afternoon, my friend. Talking to a donkey this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. But he talked to that donkey, and about the third time, best my memory is serving me this morning, he reached up and frailed that donkey in the head. And let me tell you, by personal experiences, that don't work. This evening, my friend. I was on a horse one time. That thing is acting up, a bucking, and just carrying on like over there. I trying to settle it down. This evening, my friend, I finally got so frustrated and aggravated, I just raised up in the stirrups and whopped that thing just as hard as I could whop it right between the eyes. The next thing I knowed, me and that donkey, horse both was on my back. This evening, my friend, thank be the Lord, he didn't let it fall on me this afternoon. But Balaam whipped on that donkey this evening, and the old donkey began to talk to him this afternoon. This evening, my friend, what do you mean wailing on me like this this evening, my friend? I'm talking about the creature, serving the creature more than the Creator. Right? Hang with me. Don't die on me right now. I got just a few more minutes this evening. My friend, Balaam heard that donkey speak. Why are you wailing on me? Have I not served thee? I don't know how long he had that donkey, but he must have had it for a pretty good while this evening. Haven't I always served thee? Have I never, ever went contrary to your rein, pulling to the left or to the right, or your kick to go faster or to slow down this evening, my friend? I ain't never done that, the donkey said this evening. But I got a reason right now to do what I'm doing. You can believe this or not, when you leave from here after a while and you go to chewing me up, I got a reason for doing what I'm doing right now this evening, my friend. And I'll be honest with you, I decided this morning I was going to go visit somewhere else because I didn't want to come here this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. I'll be honest with you, Randy, I did this evening. But let me go on back. Balaam then listened and appeared as the Spirit spoke to him. Spirit wasn't back there, preacher. Spirit's been here ever since God's been here this evening, my friend. And he appeared and looked and seen the angel, whom which had the sword drawn this afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why did he have that sword drawn? He was fixing to cut Balaam's head off. He is fixing to take Balaam's wife, you see. Well, why would he have done that? God told him to go down there. Yeah, he told him to go down there because he wanted to go down there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We get mad at God when he chastises us after doing what we want to do this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Go back to the Lord and say, Lord, why is it I just can't feel your Spirit no more? Yeah. Why is it I just can't sit down and read and you talk to me and show me anything anymore? Yeah. Yeah. He would have got himself killed in serving the creature more than the Creator this afternoon. I got to go on. I got to go just as fast as it's coming because you're getting tired on me this evening, my friend. There's a man by the name of Ahab this evening, my friend, a king. Oh, I wish my mind would settle down so I could tell you like it is. I believe he was the king of Israel, I think. Ahab was the king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judea this evening, my friend. They had been in a space of peace for so many years this evening. I'd have to go back and reread it and tell you exactly how many years this morning, my friend. But they had been in peace. There's no controversy going on. There's no
politically correcting going on. Thank you. Yeah. This evening, my friend. And Ahab got a, can I say itching? Can I say that, Randy? Is that suitable? Itching to fight. Yeah. Why you want to fight when you got peace and everything's going good? Me and Charlotte's been married 43 years. Sometimes I think we just get in arguments just because we want to get in arguments. Yeah. Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, so, hey, Jehoshaphat, said, won't you come up here with me? Let's go down yonder to Ramon Gilead. Let's just stir us up a little fight. Yeah? I'm bored. Yeah? Ain't nothing going on. Lord blessing him all the time. Yeah? Well, the Lord would bless him as best as he could bless him. This wasn't Ahab's only tick. This evening, my friend. Jehoshaphat, come up here and let's go down to Ramoth Gilead and let's fight with them people this evening, my friend. Ramoth Gilead down there this in peace too. Yeah? Wasn't thinking about fighting with them. Wasn't thinking about fighting anybody. Was just enjoying the time this afternoon. I'm going to say this and you ain't going to understand it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sometimes being at peace gets us in trouble. Yeah? Peace will bring on a storm every once in a while. Yeah? Think that one out. I'll leave it alone. Jehoshaphat, come on up here. Let's go down there and fight them people. Jehoshaphat come up there with him. He said, before we go down there and go to fight, and said, I want to know what the Lord has to say about this matter, this evening, my friend. All of Ahab's, you know the scriptures. God just wants to remind you not to serve creature, to serve creator. Let's see you, my friend. I want to know what the Lord says about this thing. I know we're in a dog-eat-dog world. But there is still a remnant of Israel. And I'm not talking about Israel over yonder. I'm talking about Israel in here. This evening, my friend, that wants to know the truth. This evening, my friend. Let me hear from the Lord. He let him hear from his prophets and his men of wisdom and wise. This evening, my friend. They said to him, said, go on down yonder, fight it. It's going to be all right. Just go on. Just go on. Just go on. Just go on. What's the world telling us about what we read in the first chapter of Romans? It's politically... That ain't right. Politically. It's politically correct to do this now. So don't worry about it. Just go ahead and do it. It make you feel good? Just go ahead and do it.
Jehoshaphat said, after hearing all that, I'll hurry. I've done lost you. I'm sorry. Jehoshaphat said, is there not a man of God that we can consult and hear the truth? Of the matter. Yes, there is. But he don't like me. He ain't never prophesied anything good to me or told me any kind of good that ever come my way this evening, my friend. He said, well, go get him. Paraphrase. Go get him. Let's hear what he has to say. The man of God come up there. I'm going to try to keep it straight. Randy, if I'm wrong in it, you tell me I'm wrong, bro. But the Lord said, yeah, just go up there and tell him. It's all right. Go ahead. Why? Because they wanted to serve the creature more than the Creator. God will let you do what you want to do. But what we forgot is that God will also bring judgment on you. And you'll be accountable for what you just done. Preacher, get out of Sunday school. Now, get out of my message. Don't. I like it when it connects us. Was it Jehoshaphat that looked to the man of God and said, tell me the truth? You know, I don't have to swallow. Randy, I don't mean this in critical, okay, brother? I don't have to swallow everything that comes behind this pulpit this evening, my friend. That's in counting me coming from behind this pulpit this afternoon. If it don't in... Thank you, Bruce. That's the best way I know. Line up to the Word of God this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not perfect, no fashion, shape, or fashion this evening. But it burns my hide to hear some messages that are coming from our pulpits. And I'm not talking about First Baptist Church. Matter of fact, if you go up there and visit with First Baptist, well, I can't say that about Chatsworth because I ain't been there, but I can say that about Cave Spring because I've been down there for 2 weeks this season, my friend. They got men of God to preach you the Word just like we got men of God to preach you the Word. They also got members that won't listen to that man of God. Krasnodar, you get through, your letter's going with you, boy. They got members that won't listen to the Word of God, just like Mountain View's got members that won't listen to the Word of God. This seed, my friend. Give me the truth. Give me the truth. The old man of God says, the Lord said, not to go down there. That if you go down there, all Israel is going to be scattered abroad this afternoon. Yeah. We're going to lose our foundation. We're going to lose our beliefs. We're going to lose the doctrine of the Baptist Church this evening, my friend. Don't go down there. All Israel's going to be scattered. Come on, Jehoshaphat. See, didn't I tell you? He don't like me. He ain't going to give me no inch so I can take a mile and cut my head off with it. He ain't going to buy me a rope so I can hang myself this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I say this? It's there, so I might as well just say it. We want everybody to tickle our ears, pat us on the back, and say, just go on. Enjoy it. Have a good time. Don't worry about what God said. Just go on and do it. This evening, my friend. You ain't the pastor here no more. I may not be. May not ever be. Yeah. Don't make any difference anyway. Jehoshaphat got up to fight the battle with Ahab. Ahab had a little bit of indignation. That's a big one on you. And I don't even know too many big ones. But that's the one on you. He had an intuition, if you'll let me say that, that it wasn't going to go good. Why, preacher? Because the Spirit had done said to him, don't you go down there. Get out of the Sunday school. He had that intuition this evening, my friend, if that's right, that it wasn't going to go good. So he said, Jehoshaphat said, let me and you change garments. Yeah? 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 You know what? When we go wrong, first thing we want to do, why? It's so-and-so's fault. Yeah? They just kept on, I went on. Yeah? Y'all, let's change costumes, outfits. Exchange. I got to hurry. Went to battle, the fight went on. Jehoshaphat went this direction. Ahab went this direction. The men that was fighting with him turned and looked at Jehoshaphat, fixed a draw back a sword, and one of them said, hold on. Said, that ain't the right man. Adam and Eve sold them. I got too much. Coming too much. So dim a apron. If we can cover it up. And some of us are so ignorant. Excuse my expression. Maybe I should have not said that, Randy. I'm sorry. That we don't even cover it up anymore and we just throw it on Facebook. Not only did you just bring the Lord to open shame, you just shamed yourself and not even smart enough to figure it out. Put your Facebook up and throw it away. It's good, preacher. It tells us when we don't go and have services. Huh? The love. Money's good too. I worked like a dog this week to make a little extra money. Yes, sir. But that money ain't going to hurt me at all. But the love of that money will hurt me. I have to be cautious of the way I use that money. Don't get into my financing, preacher. I ain't a financing man. My wife is. she takes care of mine. I gotta go, Randy. That ain't the right man. He's clothed right. He's got the right garment on to be Ahab, but that ain't Ahab. I don't know where Jehoshaphat was a little taller, a little shorter, a little broader, or a little narrower, but there was something different about Jehoshaphat. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that bowman, he just changed directions. Phew. Just let it go. Same Lord that guided that rock to get. Did that arrow. Pew. Struck Ahab. Right between the shoulders. Keep me straight, Randy. Keep me straight. It's coming too fast, brother. Ahab said, get me out of this battle. Get me out of this battle. You know why I need to get out of the battle and get back over to the wall? Because it had been prophesied he is going to die. They took him back over there. He died. Yes, sir? Serving the creature more than the Creator. Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira. Just a man and woman, married couple, toiled, I guess, down the life journey together, worked together in a marriage. Takes working care of marriages. I'm sorry, but here it is. You married? Pull together. Quit going this way.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah. Two oxen is better than one. I got to go on. And nice and suffice. Got over there. In the New Testament, God don't work like He worked in the Old Testament. Tell Ananias and Sapphira that, if you can. I've been listening to you, Randy. There's some things under the Old Testament I still got to abide by. That is fulfilled in the New Testament that brings joy to the new creature. This evening, my friend. Let me give you a little advice I was given a long time ago. From a wise old man by the name of J.O. Jared. Brother Crafton, when you get reading over there in the New Testament and it sounds real good and it looks real good and you get to wanting to preach it, he said, if you can't find it fulfilling the Old Testament, just leave it alone. That's what he told me, Randy. That's what he told me.
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. I understand it now. I understand it a few years ago, okay? Sapphire, Ananias, let me hurry and get on out. Get done. Get out of your way. They were selling the church, the church, that church that had got evolved on the day of Pentecost. Okay? Was over there, and people were selling all their profit, giving their property, giving their profit to the church, to the advancements thereof. This evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Ananias come to Sapphira, is that right? And said to her, said, look, I'm going to paraphrase just a minute, give you just a little. I worked all month to get that money. And I'd like to hold back just a little bit of it to enjoy for myself what I want to enjoy with. Take it with a grain of salt. So let's just tell them we sold it for this much, not what we really got for it. They come into agreements. Ananias went up to the man of God. He said, here it is. They said, is this what you got? Is this what you got out of it? Yeah, that's what I got. Little light, why? They don't hurt you. My mama said, you tell one lie, you got to tell two lies, or three lies, or four lies to cover up the first lie. Even more is a white lie, you got to tell a lie, 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 lie. So therefore you become a liar. Amen. That's all I got. The man of God looked at him and said, keep me straight, Randy. Said, you ain't lied to us. You've lied to God. God struck him dead right in their presence. The men come in, took Ananias out. Buried him. Right? Sapphira. Ever how you say her name. Okay. She come in there. She said, here's what we got. They said, that's all you got? That's all we got. Man, God said to her, so the men that carried your husband's body is at the door waiting to carry yours. This evening, my friend, she died and they carried her body off. Read the first chapter of Romans. Read the first chapter of Romans. And see if we are not in the last day. May God bless you, Brother Randy.